Hello, and welcome to another episode of Financial Market Insights for Traders, where we break down the trends, opportunities, and insights shaping the global investing landscape. I'm your host, Sophia. And today's episode is something special, especially for our Muslim listeners around the world and anyone interested in values-based investing. Today, we're diving deep into Islamic investing, specifically Sharia-compliant investment options that are transforming how Muslim investors engage with financial markets globally. Whether you're based in the Middle East, Southeast Asia, or part of the global diaspora, understanding how to invest in alignment with your faith is not just a matter of compliance. It's a growing economic movement. We're talking about halal stocks, sukuk bonds, Sharia-compliant ETFs, and more. If you've been searching for phrases like investing in MENA for foreigners, or how to invest in U.S. stocks from Malaysia or UAE, this episode is for you. And trust me, this isn't just niche. It's globally relevant and packed with long-term potential. So let's get right into it. What exactly is Sharia-compliant investing? First things first, what makes an investment halal? Under Sharia law, money must be earned in a just, ethical, and socially responsible way. That means several things are off limits. One, no interest or riba. Earning or paying interest is prohibited. That rules out conventional bonds, savings accounts, and most bank products that pay fixed interest. Two, no excessive uncertainty or garer. Investments like derivatives, futures, or any high-risk gambling-type speculation are considered haram. Three, no investments in haram industries. That means alcohol, gambling, pork, adult content, weapons, and conventional financial institutions are all off the table. And four, Sharia encourages profit and loss sharing models. Instead of lending money for interest, Islamic finance prefers equity-style relationships. Think business partnerships, joint ventures, or investment funds that share profits and risks fairly. So Islamic investing is not just about avoiding haram. It's about building wealth through productive, ethical participation in the real economy. Let's talk halal stocks. Now here's a big question I get all the time. Can Muslims invest in the stock market? And the answer is yes, if the stocks are Sharia compliant. Let's break down what makes a stock halal. First, there's the business screen. The company must operate in a permissible industry. So a company making healthcare equipment or software, probably fine. A company running a casino or selling beer? Definitely not. Then there's the financial screening. A stock is generally considered halal if its interest-based debt is less than 33% of its total assets. Non-permissible income, like bank interest, is less than 5% of revenue. And it holds limited interest-earning deposits or securities. Now, I know all of this can sound overwhelming, but tools exist to make it easier. Platforms like Zoya or Islamically can automatically scan stock lists for Sharia compliance. Major indexes like the Dow Jones Islamic Market Index and FTSE Sharia Global Index also list screen companies for you. And if you're ready to take that next step, I highly recommend checking out crystalballmarkets.com. Their world-class, user-friendly trading platform is designed for global investors, and yes, it supports Sharia compliance screening tools. It's a powerful resource if you're serious about halal investing. Sukuk, the Islamic alternative to bonds. Let's shift gears and talk about fixed income. If you can't earn interest, does that mean you can't invest in bonds? Nope. Welcome to sukuk. Sukuk are Islamic financial certificates that offer returns through profit sharing, leasing income, or asset-backed ownership, not interest payments. You'll hear terms like ijara sukuk, based on leasing assets, Murabaha Sukuk, based on resale with markup, Madaraba Sukuk, profit-sharing structures. These instruments are backed by tangible assets, like infrastructure projects or real estate, and they're structured to comply fully with Islamic principles. Why is this important? Because Sukuk are booming, especially in MENA and Southeast Asia. Governments in Saudi Arabia, UAE, Indonesia, and Malaysia are increasingly issuing sukuk to fund development while attracting Islamic capital. And here's a hot tip for 2025. With global inflationary pressures, Sukuk offers stability and real asset backing, which is why they're becoming popular with investors looking to hedge against inflation in regions like MENA and SEA. Mutual funds and ETFs diversify halal style. Let's talk about diversification. It's the golden rule of investing. But how do you diversify while staying halal? The answer, Sharia-compliant mutual funds and ETFs. Some great options out there include Wad Invest, a robo-advisor designed for Muslims. Amana Mutual Funds, based in the U.S. but fully compliant with Sharia. HSBC Islamic Global Equity Index Fund, a globally diversified equity option. These funds do the heavy lifting, screening stocks, rebalancing portfolios, and managing risk. They're especially helpful for Muslims who want to invest internationally, but don't want to vet every single company themselves. If you're in Jakarta, Kuala Lumpur, Riyadh, or Abu Dhabi and wondering how to get exposure to U.S. equities without violating your faith, these are great options. The demand for halal investing is global, and these funds are helping bridge that access gap. ESG and Sharia, a natural alliance. Now, let's connect Islamic finance to the broader movement of ESG investing. That's environmental, social, and governance investing. Here's the cool part. ESG and Sharia compliant investing overlap in major ways. Both prioritize ethics, fairness, and social responsibility. Sharia investing bans harm. ESG investing avoids companies with bad environmental records, poor labor practices, or corrupt governance. They're not identical, but they share values. If you're interested in both halal and sustainable investing, I've got a great resource for you, the Crystal Ball Markets podcast. It's an easy-to-follow show that covers global market trends, halal investing, and even how ESG is evolving in Islamic finance. Definitely give it a listen. Cross-border investing, opportunities for Muslim investors. Here's another question I hear all the time. Can I invest in MENA as a foreigner? Or the flip side, how do I invest in U.S. stocks from Southeast Asia or the Middle East? Let's start with MENA. UAE, super open. Expats can trade on DFM and ADX exchanges. Plenty of Sharia-compliant stocks. Saudi Arabia. The tadawul has been opening up with new foreign investment programs. Qatar and Bahrain. Smaller exchanges, but growing sukuk and ETF markets. Now, investing in the U.S. from abroad? You'll want platforms that accept international accounts, offer halal investment options, help you navigate tax and currency issues. CrystalBallMarkets.com checks those boxes. It's built to support international diversification while helping investors stay compliant. With emerging markets investment in 2025 projected to be strong, especially in Southeast Asia, now's a great time to explore global halal strategies. Challenges in Islamic investing. Now, I won't sugarcoat it. There are still challenges. Awareness is low. Many Muslims aren't fully sure what's halal in investing. Standards vary. Different scholars and institutions interpret compliance differently. Access is still limited. Not all brokers offer halal screens or Sharia-certified products. But the tide is turning. More fintech tools, podcasts, and platforms are helping bridge the gap. That's why I created this episode, to give you a roadmap to investing that honors your faith and grows your wealth. Final thoughts. Islamic investing is more than possible. It's thriving. With the right tools, guidance, and platforms, Muslim investors no longer need to choose between their faith and financial freedom. If you're ready to start your journey, I recommend beginning with CrystalBallMarkets.com. Their platform offers everything from stock screening to halal ETF access, all wrapped in a clean, intuitive interface. And for deeper insights, subscribe to the Crystal Ball Markets podcast, especially if you're looking to understand halal investing, ESG trends, and global market dynamics in plain language. That's it for today's episode of Financial Market Insights for Traders. If you found this helpful, please share it, subscribe, and leave a review. Until next time, trade ethically, invest intentionally, and stay curious.